we've been able to transplant the brain as a separate organ into an intact animal and maintain it in a viable living situation for many days. But I think what has been more of interest to the public is we've been able to retain the brain of the monkey in the skull and in the head. And some people designate this as a head transplant.
You are giving the brain a new body.
A head transplant.
Body, but as you said, in 50 years we've been giving people new parts of the body up to and including the hands now, and there isn't much of an argument arguing that the person is the hand or the liver or the heart they get.